Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch, otherwise known as Paranormal Central. Sorry we missed everybody last week. I was out in the middle of the boonies and doing a Kunlun retreat and just couldn't have access to a phone. So hopefully we got a rerun up there and everything worked out okay. The event was pretty amazing. We had a lot of people just blasting through and jumping out of their seats, and as the energy came in, it started to kind of bounce around the floor a little bit, and amazing releases, having people going from ecstatic bliss to processes, you know, releasing just layers and layers and layers of you know, the past that they don't really need to carry anymore. So it was pretty much the opinion of the group that it was a life-changing experience, and everybody left with big grins on their faces and much more evolved, you might say, on the path to enlightenment. So it was a great trip, and everybody had a really good time. I've seen it's one of the most powerful techniques I've seen so far as you know, releasing the past. We do transpersonal release sessions here as well, where we go through past life and birth trauma and age one all the way through and pull the patterns and then initiate people into contact, you know, with the highest level of consciousness they can access on an inner level. But this seems to complement the work that we do here, and it works very effectively, and it's very simple, and it's a process that people can do anywhere. They can do it at home and use these ancient techniques. They're over 2,000 years old, and they're just released for these times for people to, you know, use these, I call them spiritual technologies, to kick in and you know, activate the God within. But we've also had some amazing things. We've been extremely busy up here at the ranch. We're building yurts and, you know, setting things up for the big conference. So if you haven't got your ticket, I would get on it, because this Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference is going to be amazing. We've got an incredible lineup. We just added Lisa Renee to the lineup, and I know she's going to be wonderful. And you know, we've got Michal Ledwith, Brooks Agnew, John Kelly, Alfred Weber, just to name a few. There's some great speakers coming here, and we're going to have a Hawaiian motif with, we've actually brought in a kahuna from Hawaii, Nahi, which is going to be here, and she's going to be doing sacred chanting and doing counseling, private work for people, so it's going to be fun. She does Lomi Lomi and some other things as well. So anyway, it's going to be a busy, busy next month, you might say. I'd say all the way through summer. It's going to be kind of crazy up here. We've got a lot of things coming up. We're actually organizing a indigo retreat for the kids. I don't really like using the word indigo, but it's one everybody's chosen to use, because there's, you know, crystal children, rainbow children, everybody's got a name for it. But just for the gifted ones and those who are already awake that are coming in to help us shift consciousness, we're having a retreat coming up for that real soon too, and we'll have that up on our website. I'm trying to think of what else we've got going on here. We've had amazing activity in the skies. You know, ships coming in one after another, and we've been videotaping the orbs. And we have some new technology now where we're actually using infrared to videotape these orbs. And these orbs are light spheres, whatever you want to call them. They're those little creatures that everybody's trying to say are dust and water spots, and they're trying to come up with every reason, you know, to deny their existence. But all those reasons fall flat when you look at the evidence. You know, and you can basically go to, you know, our website, eSETI.org, and look at some of the evidence there, because it's pretty, you know, undeniable when you see these orbs totally interacting and interfacing with people. It's incredible. So that's just one of the things going on here that we've been filming. We're actually documenting these light spheres flying against the wind under intelligent control and moving right into people, hitting them in the heart chakra, and you see them react when it happens, and they get these real blissful states, you know, when these events happen. So It's pretty amazing, you know, what's going on. There's a whole nother world right alongside of us that we don't know about, and we're having fun with it. And a lot of people, that seems a little scary, and it could be if you don't know what you're doing. But we've had extensive training in healing any unseen negative influences, and the energy here is so high and so powerful. And there's so much good energy here and higher beings here that are protecting the place that there's really no problem with any of the negative experiences. But every once in a while, people bring things with them and we escort them out, you know, and clear them up. So, but that's about it. But anyway, we've been having a blast up here on the ranch and just extremely busy. It'd be nice to have a full-time massage therapist with the work we're doing because we've been laying cement foundations and framing in all kinds of these smaller cabins and just basically working sun up to sundown, you know, getting these places together here. But it's coming together. We've got a lot of good people. We're creating a wonderful little eco-village, and the ships seem to love it because they're coming in on a regular basis. It's just unbelievable how many ships that are coming in and putting on an amazing display. Last night I saw one power up and turn. Came in and made a nice turn and lit up, and then we had a couple flashes, which huge flashes, up in the sky, and then quite a few smaller ones just traveling all over the sky. And, you know, they aren't satellites. There's just too darn many of them over our heads. So, you know, we can go to the J-Tracker site or the Heavens Above site and check that out. We also had an incredible display of orbs last night where the whole field did its thing again and became wall-to-wall light spheres and orbs. And we'll talk about that later because we got some phenomenal pictures around that. Hopefully we can get out to the field there and maybe bring on the people out in the field right now that are sitting out there waiting for the sun to go down for the sky watch. But you know, we can interview some of them that were there last night and the past couple nights and maybe interview some of them. So, Don, if you're out there, hopefully you can hook us up with the field and bring the 2092 number into play.
Okay, you got it.
The other things going on is a lot of people have been just blasting wide open lately and having incredible experiences. Some of the experiences aren't so good, and most of them are very good, but it seems to be a lack of discernment on who we're allowing into our fields and who we're talking to and things of that nature. So I'm getting stronger and stronger advice that it's time to start teaching these safeguards for peer channeling and inner sensitivity training courses and helping people to navigate, you know, the unseen worlds and the paranormal, and understand, you know, how to heal any unseen negative influences and keep your energy fields clear. I've got, speaking of energy fields, we've been dealing with some crazy weather here, just insane thunderstorms and one minute we're getting a monsoon rainstorm and the next minute it's sunny and clear. We're out there in t-shirts or no shirts, basically. So, you know, the weather's just all over the place, and they've been really spraying heavy chemtrails. So if you're not paying attention, go look up and watch that lacing in the sky that's going on, because some of those things coming down in the sky aren't too good for your body.
Hey, we have the field
right now. I'm getting rid of some of that chemtrail.
Are you able to hear me? Can you hear me okay? Yeah, we got him.
Okay, we're going out to the field, looks like. Hopefully. We'll wait and...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Is this Patrick?
Yeah, it's Patrick.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Yeah, I have Jeff here to talk for a minute. You want me to put him on?
Yeah.
All right, cool, Joe. Here he is. Hey there.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Good, good. How's the show going?
Oh, it's going great. How's things going out in the field?
You know, we're getting the walls up on the observation deck here. We're getting closer.
Oh, good. Yeah, for those who don't know, we're actually building a two-story observation deck so we can actually use the gear, the infrared gear and the cameras up above the people so they don't white out our equipment by walking in front of it. It's a kind of a constant occurrence, but we're actually setting something up and we'll have things all set up here so we can and do some pretty amazing filming. And Jeff is actually helping us erect this building. And the first major erection went up the wall and the women were all excited. And and we're putting they all clapped and cheered and took pictures. So we won't go any further than that. But Jeff, Jeff, I'd love to talk about some of your experiences. We can talk about some of the Kunlun experiences first, about the energy you experienced, you know, with the Kunlun, and then we can go into the shifts in the field.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, Kunlun was great tonight. We wish you were in there, but we know you're doing important work on the show. Yeah, well, the main thing is with what you bring here at the ranch that makes Kunlun like Kunlun Plus, with the presence of the Christed beings that are showing up to raise everything up to a whole new level. That's the main thing that really takes it to an undescribable level as far as your everyday Qigong experience, which is not what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing that I wanted to share was the other night, last night when we were out there in the field and you said, I'll call somebody in because Pam wanted to take that shot of you, and I saw that bolt go into your head and she snapped a picture and you said, whoa! And that picture that she took is just amazing because it's exactly how I saw it, except you're not on the picture.
Yeah, there's a lot of volunteering in that field, and it happens all the time where we're getting pictures of two different beings in that field, and there's one much larger being. It's the same person actually standing behind. It's like their expanded self or whatever standing behind them, and it's the same. It looks like a double exposure, but it's happening on everybody's camera.
Yeah, and that bolt of whatever, that light that went in was just amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty funny how the mound over there, we have the same thing. We take pictures of people and half their body's gone, or you can see right through them. I just feel it's the frequencies going up and we're moving back and forth, and it's going to be very easy to step into the next dimension as these energies pick up the planetary energy.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm hearing the compressor in the background here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I know the Kunlun, we're having people like having amazing breakthroughs, and some healings have actually happened with Rich's class, where people have had actually tumors and gone and got x-rayed again and it was gone and they said nothing to worry about. And
oh yeah, well, we had that guy from Olympia who was here, Scott, and his hearing, his tinnitus had it for, I don't know, I think it's most of his life, and that shifted in one Kunlun.
Yeah, we did a clearing on him too. The combination of both of them, I think, finally pushed it over. I know it got a lot better when we did the clearing, but it just didn't push over the edge, and the Kunlun seemed to just kick the rest of it out.
Yeah, Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, it's amazing that the combination of the two, how well that's working.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful match. I'm so happy to have been fortunate enough to have been at the right place at the right time with you guys.
Yeah. Hey, can you talk about some of the shifts you've seen since you've been there?
Yeah, well, last night there was some really neat pulsing that was going on for a while there. And, of course, the mountain, the doorway lit up momentarily. We've had a little of that fog and stuff. Last night we seemed like more of that orb show, though, where that fog came in, the orbs all came in, then it went out, and they came back in again, and went out, and came back again. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a different show every night here.
Yeah, I've noticed that one night will be mainly the orb show, and they got some amazing photographs last night of the light spheres and all kinds of other paranormal activity. And
oh, the plasma was wild, too.
Yeah, and the little squigglies, I call them, you know, the... Some people call them the ancestors when they have the little red squigglies or yellow squigglies. squiggly lines. That's what a lot of Native Americans call them. But,
yeah. Well, and Pam has some of those great shots, and she's actually right here, standing next to me. If you want to catch her on some of those, like those cool ones she took over the water.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, you saw some of the power-ups as well.
Oh yeah.
What
do
you think about
those
when they come in?
Undeniably amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure shift everybody's consciousness when the power-ups come in. I noticed an older couple was there, and the wife got really excited when this one came and powered up, and the man goes, "Okay, we're gone. we're leaving." You know, I think
a few people did shove off last night.
Yeah, it was just a little too much for them. You know, I think they come, but when it becomes real, it throws them into process.
Yeah, and who knows where that goes when they leave and don't stay.
Yeah. So, I mean, they end up with a little inner battle going on, trying to dismiss it, but they can't, and then, you know, it gets really interesting.
That's also happening with the folks who come to Kunlun and don't come back.
Yeah.
We noticed that with the Portland people. If they don't come back, then they're definitely, like, processing heavy duty on their own.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the old saying, you know, energy in, garbage out, you know. It's that old saying, garbage in, garbage out, you know, but this is the opposite, basically. You just bring the energy in, and it just pushes everything right out.
That's for sure.
Yeah, maybe we can turn this thing over to Pam and see if she's out there.
Yeah, okay, hold on a second. I'm going to grab her.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to As You Wish.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Hey, I wanted to cover some of the, you know, the photographs that you took out there and actually talk about some of the ships that you've seen.
Yeah, the photographs, I've been getting so many amazing pictures of ships and beings, but last night the picture I took was pretty incredible because, you know, you went out, we intentionally took this shot, and you went out, and I have a series of pictures of you standing there, and then in the third shot, it's rods and beams of light, and you vanished. There's a light there in your place, but it's just an incredible picture. I'd love to have other people see it, too. It's one of the most incredible pictures I've taken.
Yeah, I want to definitely blow that one up, too, where we were framing the observation place, and there was this big...
Yeah. I've taken a series of pictures of those, watching them go up, so that's been great. I'm just feeling really good from the Kunlun class. I feel like I'm walking on air, and I feel like it's going to be another great night, and I'd love to call in another triangle ship from what I saw a few weeks ago, and
That triangle ship, now that thing morphed into a cube, and then it turned into a huge cylinder.
That's right. It came up, we called it in, it was about 3 a.m., it came in a triangle ship, and it began morphing immediately when we saw it. It hovered over us, and it went from a triangle to a square to a circle to a spiral, a line, and back into the triangle, and then it did some heavy-duty morphing that was hard to comprehend, but we were deeply touched. It was amazing. It was something I'd really like to experience again.
Yeah, what do you think? Why do you think, you know, from your perspective, why do you think they're doing that? So amazing.
For me, it was I think they came in as an affirmation for us to really. My intention was to see a triangle ship, and in the moment of my thought, I felt a true connection. I felt the presence, and I think it's a form of communication just to help us lift our vibration and cast aside doubt and fear and just feel joy and bliss and the truth.
Yeah, I've always felt that. When they do something like that, it's so far outside the box.
You just
have to accept it because there's nothing possibly, you know, within what mainstream would talk about that could do like that.
That's right. And, you know, it was so just visually engaging and so real, and we all saw and experienced the same thing. It was clearly a form of communication, and it's actually gotten me really even more interested in sacred geometry to try to decode the message. But I know the overall message was is an affirmation to help us cast aside fear and doubt and just accept and just expand even further. It's just, even now it seems sort of like a dream. It was so vivid and so such an amazing shared experience. It's just sometimes hard for my mind to accept that I really experienced that and I witnessed that, and we all did.
You know, I had two experiences like that. You know, one, I don't want to get into it. One was with Bigfoot, and the other one was with a giant triangle that flew at treetop level, and this was a physical craft.
Wow,
And it flew right over my head, and then it flashed a bank of red lights at me.
Yeah,
it made a nice turn, and then it just dematerialized right in front of my eyes.
Yeah, and you know, this one did too. It gave us a big show. I mean, just absolutely incredible. A lot of light and color. And then the lights dimmed, but it was still hovering there. We felt it there. But so intentional and so amazing. And I think that they just really wanted to hit the point home for us. And they did.
Yeah, you know, that's what I've been seeing is that I don't know how to explain it other than after you have that event, you have that happen, then your mind starts playing games with you and just almost tries to blank it out or act as if...
That's right, or talk yourself out of the experience because it's just so beyond words or thoughts or anything you can explain to people. And it is a deeply personal experience, but I had to go through my own process of really understanding what I saw and why. And I knew in the moment, but then it fades as you think about it and you kind of...
Well, yeah, you have no reference points for any of this, and when it happens, you have to create new ones, and then you have to change your whole belief system, kind of, and then your mind keeps saying, did that really happen, or you know, was that real? Was that a dream? You know, no, I was awake, and other people thought, you know, we had multiple witnesses, and it shut the equipment down and shut that one camper down, turned off all their equipment.
Right. The other people seeing it was even more of an affirmation. They described the same thing they experienced at the same time, and it was just such a shared experience. So there's no way I can talk myself out of believing it. I was there, I saw it, and we all did.
Yeah. What would you say to the people that say nothing new is happening? You know, unfortunately, we've getting emails from people that are getting responses from coast to coast saying that nothing is happening here. There's nothing real
I would say that they should cast aside judgment and beliefs and open themselves up to experience what's right there all the time.
My question is, what is the motive or the agenda, you know, when, you know, it's completely contrary to why they exist? You know, they say they exist to bring out this thing. Same thing with the big UFO groups and conferences and things. They supposedly exist to bring out the truth and bring out the reality that UFOs exist. But, you know, they do it right now. They're doing exactly the contrary. They've become the censors and the debunkers, and you're kind of wondering,
they're
like,
trying to keep fear and doubt alive so that people don't wake up to the truth. I think that it's a, you know, and maybe there are some people who just aren't open enough to really look for the experience, but I think it's there for everyone.
I thought it was interesting. We had, you know, above Top Secret here, and we had the ships fly over, and even the daytime ships, and Johnny Anonymous actually received a healing from Blagie, and his whole leg came back, and he couldn't even walk hardly. But, and he actually recorded the ships, the presence of the ships, and the sound of the ships, and them flying over, you know, in daylight footage.
I have daylight experiences as well as photographs. When Nahi was here and we did a healing on the mound, there were some Kembos in the sky, and I was seeing these little black discs, and I snapped a shot at the end of the healing, and I have a picture of a black disc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's clear as day, and... You know, it was there for us, and, you know, daytime sightings are becoming more and more frequent for me.
Oh, yeah. I can't wrap my mind around it other than there's either some kind of mind control, or they've been heavily infiltrated, or it's totally controlled.
You
know, the media, even the ones, the alternative medias right now, because, you know, it's obvious everything is going on here. We've had major... You know, Robin Williams, which is just like the Beatles over in the UK came, and, you know, the Above Top Secret, Paranormal State's been here. They've all seen the ships, you know, but the people that you would think, you know, the major UFO community seem to just totally ignore this altogether. You know,
heavy programming in place there for them not to be able to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's like I don't feel upset about it or anything, but I'm more curious as to what the logic is. You know, what kind of logic they're using and where the integrity levels are. You know, if you say you're going to do something, then do it. You know, if you like Einstein said,
maybe you want to try to help people heal themselves to lift that veil so that they can get rid of that programming and sort of be here with us.
Einstein said condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance, and we are experiencing that height right now.
Look at all these people here every weekend that I come. I mean, we're all sharing the same experience. We're all seeing these things together, and it couldn't be more real. And I think that, you know, the more people that open up and learn to see and experience reality, the better off we'll all be.
Yeah, and you know, what's funny is it's not as if we're trying to prove something did happen. It's still happening, and it's happening on a regular basis, and anybody can come up and see what's going on here.
That's available to everyone, definitely.
Yeah, so it's not like anything's hidden. It's not like we're living in the past. It's still ongoing. And I just have to ask myself, where are these main UFO researchers and why they aren't covering this and why it's not being covered in the major UFO conferences and the major media, you know, radio stations, why they're totally ignoring this. It's quite interesting.
It is, and it makes me wonder, you know, how many people are aware of the fact that they're playing a part in keeping this information from the public, and how many people are aware of it. You know, it's hard to understand where they're coming from.
You know, one of the classics, I think the classics was MUFON, and we've had a lot of trouble with a lot of MUFON investigators because they come up with a really bad attitude sometimes, and there are some really good people in MUFON as well, but...
Sure.
You know, they come up with this arrogant attitude, show me, prove it
like
to me, I'm the authority here, and they really ruin the energy.
Yeah.
And the ships are extremely telepathic, very advanced beings, and they don't even want to deal with it.
But yeah.
The classic one was there's a woman here that came up here, and she goes, I'm a MUFON field investigator, and she goes, if you go to above top secret, there's evidence clearly that all these are satellites, and she's telling the above top secret people, you know, and they're going, woman, we are above top secret, and these are not satellites, and we're using all the same equipment to you know, the J tracker and the heavens above side and everything to establish the fact that these are not satellites. They're making turns. They're powering up. They're responding to people. They're under intelligent control. You know, they're not little dim lights up there traveling in a straight line. You know, they made it.
Yeah, I think the most important thing people can do is just not look outside themselves for the answers.
Yeah.
And really just stay open, and there it is.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, the bottom line is that I'm seeing over and over again, it's just all about, you know, everybody's going to have to take responsibility for their own enlightenment, their own personal God connection, and gaining knowledge about the universe in which they live.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just not going to come through. I mean, it's so skewed out there, and there's so much disinformation, misinformation, and overactive egos at play that, you know, it's just, it's gotten so convoluted and messed up that it's at a point now where the bottom line is all you can trust is yourself. And, you know, we have to, you know, buck up and do our own. You know, investigation and gather our own evidence, you might say.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, you know, Christina just got here. She was with me during the Triangle Ship experience.
Great.
Would you like to talk to her just to sort of hear her point of view? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina? One second. Hold on. Christina? Christina? She's coming. We're about to make dinner. She's holding a watermelon.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's I think it's important to hear, you know, the different perspectives, even though we all witnessed the same thing and shared the same experience. I think it affected us all in unique ways. And here's Christina.
Great.
Hold on. Hello.
Hello, Christina.
How are you doing, James?
We're doing great. Hey, I was wondering, Pam thought it'd be a great idea if you shared your experience as well, considering you're another one of the multiple eyewitnesses of this triangle that came in.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty incredible. Yeah, it was close. It was probably the biggest ship I've seen here,
mm-hmm.
By far, and like you could almost see like darkness, like it blocked out all the stars mm-hmm. on the different points of light. And then it just morphed. I don't know. It was pretty spectacular. Morphed into different geometric shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to this day we're still, like, kind of delving into that whole side of what that message could have been. But it was pretty special.
Yeah, how big do you think it was? I guess it's hard to tell because we don't know how high it was.
Right. It was pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even... if I had to guesstimate, it would be bigger than a jetliner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a pretty decent size.
Now, they saw one over Arizona, and they said several jetliners could have landed on its wing.
And, quite possibly it could have been, you know, but I know it was at least of, you know, that kind of size.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bigger because it seemed, like it was a ways away.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Now, can you imagine it? In particle physics, the higher the dimension you're on, the smaller the particle. And one of the physicists I talked to said if you were to enter one of those ships, some of them are 1,200 times bigger or more than what we're seeing.
Wow.
So I mean, these ships could be massive, and they're ultra-dimensional ships.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to tell.
Yeah, we're just seeing a very small representation of what's really going on.
That is true.
Yeah, do you want to talk about some of the other ships you've seen or the power-ups or anything else and how they make you feel?
There's so much. Where to begin? we've had some great power-ups. And then, boy, what was it last weekend when we saw the lights on the actual mountain?
Mm-hmm.
That was about 6 different flashes from different, you know, reference points on Mount Adams, which was just, that was the first time I had seen that. That was spectacular. Boy, and then we saw one night all those 6 ships land in about the same area, go down in the sky. I mean, they were definitely heading in the same spot. That was, you know, you don't get that every day.
Yeah,
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, top level, and then they actually went down below the trees.
Huh?
No, they were treetop level, a lot of them. And they went actually below the trees, and they all went down in the exact same spot, like there was a big... UFO gathering or something.
Right. At that instance, they were definitely, I believe, you know, landing on the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we just see them going across the sky and, you know, they're on their way, but they were definitely coming down. So that was pretty spectacular. And then to see the lights on the mountain, they were there, landed. So, you know, they're definitely making connection with the Earth.
Yeah, they seem to be out towards Goldendale in that area.
Yeah.
You know, I wish somebody was out there, you know, in the woods out there near Goldendale. That might have seen.
I know,
you
one
know,
of these days,
these...
I think we should just rent a plane and fly around up there with them.
It'd be nice to have a little helicopter, you know. You know, we have that in situ, and those people that make those little remote control planes with cameras and everything on them. And, boy, it'd be awesome to get one of those guys out here, and when the ships come in, launch their ship and just track it and see what happens, you know.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
that was like
a message
my
out there,
idea.
Hey, we're friendly. You know, and that may one way it would be awesome to have some kind of a little mini helicopter or something just to get up there when things are happening.
There you go. Then we could have fought, you know, sent it over to see where they are landing exactly.
Yeah.
Land with them.
Well, we're probably going to have to wait till August. Looks like, you know, I would say probably the end of August to get up there close to that area where they're doing all the doors are opening on the mountain and, you know, checking out that area. And I've been up in that area before and where we saw these huge lights and we saw one morph into 3 and then move down the mountain and we saw where it went into the mountain. It actually went into the mountain. And we went up there, and there's nothing there, just these giant lava boulders.
Wow.
And, you know, we've been looking for a doorway to knock on, you know.
Yeah.
But There's absolutely nothing up there.
Yeah.
And we get
so you naturally walk up the mountain when there's no snow?
Yeah. Well, there's areas
wow.
there at the bottom of the mountain there. You have to wait till the snow melts off where you can hike up there. Yeah, what we're going to do here is hang on. They're going to try to get you on another line.
Okay.
Oops, I think we lost our field connection.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Are we connected?
There was all kinds of noise going on, and they tried to readjust that. It's pretty standard out in that field because the energy is so intense out there. We start getting all kinds of feedback, and the lines get messed up.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, go figure. You know?
Yeah, it seems like everything like that has to do with radios and cell phones and flashlights and everything else goes haywire. Computers.
Yeah, I find it amazing what happens there with the people's batteries.
Yeah,
that is indicative of a torsion field. Torsion fields actually drain batteries, and these orbs shift into these fields where they actually create a doorway into another dimension, you might say. And it's torsion energy that they're using, and the ships seem to operate also on the same kind of energy. So any kind of batteries, you know, that are exposed to this energy seem to just drain down to nothing. But
yeah,
I find it also interesting. Yeah, the same field is creating... They're creating all this incredible phenomenon and photographs of people, you know, phasing in and out and being connected with their higher selves, and you know, all these other things are also generated by the same field.
Do you think the orbs draw off that as well? Like all that phenomena? I mean, that's what I was thinking because there's just so much happening all the time.
Yeah, it just seems like it's not a compatible, like some of our technology just isn't compatible with their frequencies or their energies and so, you know, our stuff, it's almost like a sympathetic resonance or something, like our batteries just lose their juice or something. They just seem to take it up. I don't know how it happens. I'm sure there's
yeah, well, it's definitely happening.
Yeah, because I
know
have
that
people
for
all
sure.
time. But what's interesting, too, when you're in the field, if you sit there and just relax and hold your batteries in your right hand, they also charge right back up again.
Yeah.
So that same energy is charging us up. It's charging everybody up in the field and allowing us to do some amazing things. But at the same time, the technology doesn't do too well with it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a paradox. But eventually, everything will be spiritual technology, and, you know, we won't need phone lines or, you know, everything's going to be telepathic and instant communication. So who knows? Maybe that's what they're trying to show us.
I think they might be.
Yeah, is there anybody else out in the field that wants to, you can be the roving reporter out there?
I'm looking for, has Janice spoke yet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Just a moment. I think we have a woman that had a spontaneous healing.
Oh, nice.
Okay, just a moment. I just got here, so I'm just a moment. Would you like to talk to James about your healing? Oh, she's eating. She can't speak at the moment.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, any one of the group there that wants to speak, tell them we're on the radio, and if they want to.
Yes, I've got someone. Here you
are.
Thank you so much, James. I can't wait to see you.
All right, see you
here
then.
She is. Hi, James. This is Marty.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks.
I had a feeling you were going to be on next.
You knew that, right?
Yeah. Have you been enjoying your stay here at the ranch?
I'm having a great time. It's an amazing place, amazing energy, wonderful people, crazy weather. And,
yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
going to
be a great
night. Yeah, I noticed last night. You got some great photographs last night.
Unbelievable pictures, some of the best pictures ever. I have two of the ohms. I've got energy and plasma and orbs, seas of orbs. The sizes of the orbs last night were really, really something, very beautiful. It was really a great night, but I think tonight's going to be even better.
You know, I do, too. It feels better. It's really building up.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to bring the equipment out maybe tonight and do some filming.
Excellent. Everybody's looking forward to that.
Yeah. The the ships, too. Do you want to talk a little about some of your experiences with the ships?
Yeah. The ships last night were wonderful. They were coming in mostly from the south, heading towards the mountain. They're very obvious. It's, you know, you can tell what a plane is, what a satellite is, and what the ships are. We did see a couple power up. There was only about 10 of us in the field. A lot of you were in the Kunlun class, whatever. Two powered up for us early. There was probably later, there was 10 to 12 of them that came, flew across the sky, visible to the naked eye, didn't need any binoculars or any vision equipment to see them at all. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. What a gift.
Yeah. Did you, if you were here yet when that big one powered up. It came right in, and I think it was, you got here the next night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was night before,
but
we had a beautiful one come in nice and low and just lit the whole field up for everybody. I'm not sure if you were here yet.
No, but tonight, maybe that will happen tonight. I hope so.
Maybe we get the mountain to...
Her experiences, yeah. The mountain's so clear tonight. There's not a cloud anywhere near it. It's really, really... stunning. So it's displayed.
Did you see the lights on the mountain last night?
Yes, I saw that with night vision and without it. You didn't need anything to see that. The flashing lights on the mountain. That was great. And it was almost like they were flashing back when that we were flashing.
Yeah, it was shrouded in clouds too. It was the light was coming through the clouds, which was amazing.
Yes, most definitely. Because the mist and the fog and whatever, you know, like. We've been talking with the crazy weather and the thunderstorms, but it was very obvious. You could see the lights. Mm-hmm. They were bright, brilliantly bright on the mountain. Gorgeous. So, thank you very much for inviting people to share in this experience. It's a wonderful place.
Oh, yeah, you have to have all your friends email Coast to Coast over there and tell them about all the no things that are going on.
Yeah, I mean, people really need to come up here and experience it, and one by one, changing the world, one narrow mind at a time. That's my motto.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing here. It's like I just create a space where people can come and have their own experience.
Absolutely.
And then they tell others, and it just keeps expanding. And then we put a lot of it on those small DVDs so people can see. And
absolutely.
Then they show it to their friends. And there's been thousands of people that have come up and had their own experience. I lost track after about several thousand. I quit taking
numbers.
And
there's going to be thousands more. I think the vibration is building and the message is getting out there, and there's a sense of urgency right now. And people know that something's going on, and you need to get on board with it and deal with it. They're here, right?
They've been giving me some pretty powerful messages, and some I'm just going, holy smokes, you know, and they're talking about what's happening on other dimensions and what's happening with the planet and how, you know, basically we are a colony and we were started a long time ago and the beings that we were a part of are returning, you know, and it's time for us to rise to the occasion and let go of the past and step back into the grand beings we once were and forgot.
I love it. Yes, absolutely. Totally agree with you 100%. And, you know, just as kind of a testimonial, I've known about this place for years and had some experiences down south in Arizona. And I came up here with a friend, and she had an amazing experience of healing. And that was last month. And I'm back tonight with 9 friends who couldn't wait to get up here. So, it's, and everybody agrees that the place has a really loving energy about it. And just thank you for letting us come up and share it with you.
Oh, you're welcome. There's been so many spontaneous healings here, and I don't even want to have everybody come running up here thinking they're going to get healed, because it's really between them and spirit what happens here. But it is a possibility, and it's waiting for those who are open to it that can accept it. And it does
happen.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. We weren't looking for that at all. We simply just, you know, came to check it out and see what it was all about, and ended up having, you know, pretty much a miracle happen. So
got a little more than you bargained for, which is always good.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
I think I'm going to put a little sign out there like McDonald's, you know, like 5 million served or something. 5 million, over 5 million sightings or something like that.
That
I don't know.
That's wonderful. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah, see what they do.
So. Yeah,
a lot of locals are seeing them now. A lot of locals are coming forward and talking about the ships. And I just got a call last night. They saw a huge ship fly right over the ranch and power up. And there's about probably four or five local people that saw it. And they actually called and wanted to talk about it, which was nice.
Really? Wonderful.
And in a better community, that's a good sign.
Yep. One thing. What's that? We didn't see any military action, I don't think, last night, but that's something that I know that's been our regular deal up here.
You know, yeah, what's interesting is that's really tailed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they've realized now that it's just futile, you know, to try to take one of our, you know, F-15s or F-17s or whatever we've got and throw it up there and try to compete with these beings. It's a no contest.
No, there's no way. I mean, they can literally disappear before your eyes and then reappear, and then they'll be over here, and then they go over there. And, yeah, the way that they fly, and it's beautiful and erratic and fast, and, yeah, it's great. And,
yeah,
and
that's they don't even get near them. You know, they try to vector in on them, but they either just take off and leave them in the dust or make a right-angle turn at several thousand miles an hour. Or most of them just blip out. I mean, they're there 1 minute, and then they just pop off, and they're gone.
Yep, I agree.
And they're probably sitting in the next dimension watching the whole thing, you know, having a cup of tea as the jets go by, and then popping back in again.
Exactly. Wonderful. Well, thank you again for everything, and looking forward to absolutely fantabulous evening here on the ranch, and lots of exciting things are going to happen tonight.
Great. Yeah, is there anybody else out there that might want to come on the air? We just have a couple minutes left.
Okay, let me ask and see if there's anybody. There isn't any. Everybody's eating dinner.
Oh,
everybody's
okay.
Got their mouth full.
Oh, that's okay.
So I think everybody is pretty much eating. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Tell them to all yell. Hello, as you wish.
But, I think I might have somebody that might. No? No? Okay. No, she's cooking. Sorry.
That's okay.
I can't get any volunteers.
Yeah, you can go ahead and hang up the phone, and I'll just finish it out because we just have a couple minutes left. You know?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show.
You betcha. Bye.
Well, there you have it. There's multiple witnesses out there. I don't know how many people are out there tonight now. We have quite a large group here. Last night we had a pretty good group, and the night before last we had another large group. So, you know, we had quite the experience out there. It's ongoing, and we definitely see something almost every night. We'll see a lot of high flyers out there, or, you know, things doing maneuvers that just don't add up by anything that we know. Sometimes they come in and really participate with the group, and they drop down really low and just light the whole place up. And it's life-changing when they do that. I know a lot of people, I've had a lot of wives bring their husbands up here that were very skeptical. And when they left, they had to totally reevaluate their whole, you know, their whole life. And we have actually a lot of people actually on record here that we have top physicists, we have Air Force base commanders, pilots, air traffic controllers, people that really know what they're looking at, you know, have come here and they've seen these ships. And this is not to mention triple PhD Boeing engineers that have been here, people in Skunk Works, everything that have seen these ships, and they're making it very clear that these are not ours, and they don't know whose they are, and whoever they are have extreme technology. So once again, the verdict's in, and the ships are here, and the contact is happening. They come right on cue when they say they are. They send us telepathic messages, and that's really well documented. So now we have to ask that question, why is everybody saying when contact happens, what do we do? We've got Seth Shustak out there saying that we're the only ones that are going to be able to contact these beings. You know, we're the ones in charge, and course, they're the major disinformation cover-up people anyway. But we keep wondering why everybody is saying, when is contact going to happen? You know, when? They're all saying when. They're putting it, you know, in way into the future. Well, folks, it's happening now, and it's happening here. And you can come out and have your own experience and see them. So, you know, the bottom line is they're here. It's time for us to get over it. They've always been here. They're getting ready to interface with us, and they're giving us messages that this is going to happen on a very grand scale. And they're us. They're our ancient ancestors, and the whole universe is filled with life out there. And they're all different, and their cultures are different. So it's time we align with the spiritually and technologically advanced ones, our ancestors, the ones that created the first colonies here, and get our act together and start living in harmony with each other and the planet. You know, the bottom line is we just need to be kind to each other and be kind to our environment and start, you know, living as the for the next seven generations. Don't do anything that's going to hurt your ancestors or the people coming behind you, you know. So, and they are watching. The ancestors are still here. They're observing everything. But anyway, we're running out of time. I'm going to have to sign off now. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. And watch the skies. Keep attuned. Send out that loving, joyous thought to them and say you want to see them yourself. You want to have a contact and see what happens. Who knows? We did an experiment on coast to coast doing this, and they were overrun with people calling. And that was my last interview. So I think it was just too big a success, and it's just too real for some folks. But anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies. Good night.